Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with another episode of BizBuzz. Today I'm with Jan Orban from Brian Pearson Real Estate. Welcome, Jan.
Thank you. Welcome. It's good to see you.
Good to see you, as always. Jan, you've been in this industry for a while. Tell us a little bit about your background, how long you've been in this industry. And
I've been in this industry over 40 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Well, so I must have been 10. Yeah. And have always done this here in the community.
Yeah. So all 40 years I've been here in the Kosciuszko community. Wow.
Correct.
So you've probably seen a lot of changes.
There's a lot of things that have changed for the better.
Yes.
Technology has really made a lot of big changes.
Oh my goodness. Well, I can't imagine how you keep up with everything. I've been in this town 63 years, and my dad was a broker way, way back, and it used to be easy. When you got a listing, you just put it in Homes and Land magazine. There, done. You didn't have the internet. You didn't have a million different ways to market and reach people. So how do you keep up with all this?
You work 7 days a week.
Yeah.
Technology has been really helpful with being able to serve buyers and sellers. It also has created your always on duty as well.
Yeah.
So, with technology, there's always the good side and the bad side.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And so you just kind of have to carve out time if you need it, mm-hmm. because Saturdays and Sundays are just another work day for us.
Right. And people expect that now. People expect to be able to access you 24 hours a day and instant response.
Right. Well, and if you have clients that have a different schedule, so maybe they work third shift.
Mm-hmm.
I've had clients that I would be texting at 6 a.m. and others that I would be texting at 1 a.m. I mean, just because of their schedule,
right.
and maybe where they're at, if they're traveling or, something like that. So in that sense, it's made, it's been very helpful. But again, it's the always available.
Yeah.
And you really need to be that to really serve your customer, your client.
Well, sure. Well, first of all, I always say working 9 to 5. I never worked 9 to 5 anywhere. That's not the one. I remember someone texted me at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I didn't get back to them till 7, and they were upset that I didn't get back to them.
Sooner.
I'm like, I've got to sleep sometime.
Yeah. It can be challenging sometimes. I think one of the most fun things that has happened was ordering groceries online.
Oh, yeah.
So I can do that early in the morning, and then in between appointments, I can swing in and they can throw them in my car, and then I can run
home.
See, technology works sometimes in great ways.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, do you specialize in like one specific type of real estate? Do you specialize in commercial or residential, or do you do both?
Actually, I'm fortunate enough to do both. I spent 14 years strictly in commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And then Brian and I joined up together. And when I moved with Brian Pearson, then I was able to do residential and commercial. I had always done residential in the past, but now because I'm not under a strictly commercial company, I'm able to do both and really enjoy that, being able to do both. They're very different animals, for sure.
Right. So you have to kind of wear a couple different hats.
Yeah.
So how do you tailor your approach to ensure you're providing like personalized solutions to your
I really
clients?
Like to meet with them and find out what's important to them.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of my business is referral or mm-hmm. repeat customers.
Well, sure, after 40 years, yes.
Yeah. So sometimes you know them,
mm-hmm.
Really well, and you know what's important to them. But,
right.
Things change, and I met with someone he was selling his house, and when I got to his house, he was single when I sold him the house.
Oh.
And when I got there, his wife was there with a small child.
Oh.
It was so cool to see.
That is.
But I met with them and discussed their timeline and how I could make it less stressful, because
uh-huh.
Buying or selling a house is stressful, no matter
sure.
how easy you try and make it, it's still very emotional and very stressful. So you just want to try and handle as much of that as you can personally, so they aren't dealing with it. And it could be cuckoo crazy behind the scenes, but you need to handle that and not let your buyer or your seller have to worry about that.
Well, yes, because there's so much that goes on behind the scenes. It's not like you go, like you said, groceries. It's not like you, hey, I'm going to go pick up a bag of oranges. No, there's so much you have to do beforehand. So much to do with during the whole viewing process and the closing and the mortgages. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, there's a lot of different pieces. I think there are 92 steps, I think is what I saw the last time. But showing houses or, you know, meeting with a seller, you know, to get their house ready is kind of the fun part. The real work becomes, you know, once you get that offer and you keep things together and you get it to the finish line. So,
right.
Yeah. Or showing houses is, you know, great fun. It's just making sure you get to the end.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
And your landscape is always changing. You've got, you know, all these houses, guys, no buyers, all these buyers, no houses. You've got interest rates going up, down, all over the place. The government changing things. It's just, I don't know how in the world you wrap your head around all that.
Yeah, you read a lot. just trying to stay up with the market. It's still, right now, still very limited in inventory. Interest rates have ticked up. They aren't horrible, but they have ticked up. I don't think that, at least in my lifetime, we're ever going to see, you know, 2.6 or 2.8 again.
Right.
But I think my first house was 16%.
Right. Right. Oh, I remember during
that. That dates me quite a bit.
The Carter era was what, 18,
19%? Yeah. So people just bought less house. Now what's happened, I think, is for some people, they have that 2.8 or 3% mortgage. They'd like to either move up or move down, you know, downsize.
Right.
But they don't want to give that up.
Right.
And frankly, I don't blame them.
Right.
So I think they're remodeling and trying to make, you know, the best of it until interest rates tick back down. And hopefully that will happen. Love to see 5.5, 6. I think that's probably sustainable.
Okay.
And realistic. I never thought 3% was realistic, but it was great while it was happening.
I think mine's like 2.75% or something crazy.
So if you wanted to downsize or you wanted to go bigger, then you think about that mortgage and know that it's going to be 7% or 6.5%, whatever it is on the, you know, that particular week. And you think, do I really want to do that?
Right.
And so that hasn't helped the inventory issue.
Sure. And I was born with parents that were elderly. And so we didn't ever get loans and stuff. We just paid cash. If you wanted something, you saved money and you bought it.
Right.
And so that, I mean, I know it makes sense for me to have a mortgage, but I'd love to pay off my house, but that would be really dumb of me if I'm using money at 2.75%.
Correct.
And so that's just, I'm glad there's professionals like you that we can leave all that to.
Yeah.
now, Jan, you've seen a lot in Kosciuszko County. What do you foresee the next 5 years looking like?
I think that there are some really exciting things on the horizon for our community. I sit on the Kosciuszko Economic Development Board and was just in a meeting today, and there was a lot of talk about the different projects that are going on and potential new industries coming into the community. And I think we're all going to be really busy in the next 5 years in a positive way.
Yes.
So I'm still blessed to live in this community. Love it here. Didn't grow up here, but moved here when I wasn't very old and have always loved it and thought it was very special.
I think we take it for granted. I was born here. I totally take this place for granted.
Yeah. I've had people tell me that it's one of the best kept secrets in the area. Mm-hmm. So, but the word's getting out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, the announcement of the whole plug and play,
Oh, that's so exciting.
So Warsaw, I mean, out of any place in the world, I mean, the world, they came to Warsaw. And this could be not millions of dollars, but could be in the billions of dollars.
And the connections that will be that are being brought here by people that didn't even know we existed. And now they're like, wow, this is a really cool place. Yes. I mean, yeah, it's really exciting.
Just the tip of the iceberg, yeah.
Yeah, I think hopefully in a lot of areas, manufacturing and housing and greenways and all of that, mm-hmm. I think is just going to be really exciting.
Yeah.
And sure. I'm excited to see it happen. Yeah. It never goes fast enough for me, though.
That's right.
You know, it does take a little while, so.
Yep. Yeah. Well, Jan, if someone wanted to tap into your 40 years of experience, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
Just call my cell phone.
Your cell phone?
Yes.
Oh, you want to give that number
out? Sure. I'm happy to. Everybody, it's out there in the wild world, right? It's 574-551-0121.
Well, that's easy enough to remember.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for joining us today. And if you're in need of a house, or you want to sell a house, buy a house, or you just want to talk to Jan, give Jan a call.
Yeah, I'd be happy to talk to anybody. You don't have to buy a house or sell a house. If you just have questions, feel free to call me.
Sounds great. Thanks, Jan.
Thanks.
Does your church or nonprofit group have an event coming up? Well, let us know about it at news@newsnowwarsaw.com. You can get your event onto the newsnowwarsaw.com community calendar. All you got to do is email all the information to news@newsnowwarsaw.com. Please email your information at least 1 week in advance to the event, and we'll get that up on our website, and we will also voice it on the air for you. Again, that's news@newsnowwarsaw.com.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor. Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce.
And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.